Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and I'm going to do some healings today. This is what we're all about, doing physical healings on board the Creation Light Ship, and these light beings just love to help us out at this time of ascension on our planet. So we'll be doing some emotional healings. We'll be doing some energies with twin flames. We'll bring in the masters, saints, and angels, and you're going to just have a wonderful time today. So, Creation Light Ship comes every 2,000 years to help us in this process. And the main thing is to be in your body. They're about 100% if you can, so that you're able to take your body with you to a new consciousness. And this is how the ascension process is going to work. So, we're here to help you to do this. So, I'll see if my guest host is on here, my co-host, Sylvia. Are you there?
I am. Hi, Ron, and a very warm welcome to anyone that's listening today. As you may know, Ron is doing this show today while he's on the road in Florida for the New Life Expo that's happening there, and it's great that we have Don and this wonderful BBS Internet radio station that allows us to be with you via telephone from wherever we are at the time. So thank you, Don, and like Ron said, today the main focus of our show is going to be on healing. So we have some beautiful healing sessions planned for you today. And these healing sessions do not require anything from you other than that you tune in and relax and listen to the show and be open and receptive to having a healing. So that's pretty great. And in a little while, Ron will be bringing in the divine energies of saints and angels and ascended masters, such as Saint Germain and Archangel Michael, Jesus, and so forth. So the beautiful energy of these divine beings will actually come into your living rooms or wherever you're sitting right now, and this will give you the opportunity to ask for healing and guidance directly from them. And we're going to do something special with that today that I think you'll love, and that is Ron will be bringing in some of these divine energies and in their wholeness with their twin flame energies. And we'll talk about the subject of twin flames and how each of us was created with a twin flame energy and how we can all be reunited with our twin flames and end any loneliness that way that we may feel by being disconnected from them. So that's pretty exciting. And there's much more than that, but I'll turn it over to Ron now so we can get started with bringing in those beautiful divine energies for you.
Okay, well, first bring in Saint Germain. So we'll bring in him in from the light ship. So here he comes. And just be open. Just sit back and relax here. And here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And this energy should now be in your living room or bedroom, wherever you are. And just kind of relax, and you can request spiritual guidance if you like, and also healing from Saint Germain. And the energies all have their own little flavor of the divine. So they're all kind of unique in the frequency that they transmit to us. And the divine beings are known to us by the names that we are associated them to. But they're also other life forms and other planets, and they have different names there also. And so we're going to bring in some other energies here too. And I'll bring in the energy of Jesus and also Sananda. A lot of the New Age people think somehow that these are the same being, and they're definitely not. They're completely different energies. So I don't know who started that, but they are unique among themselves because there are different ray frequencies. So here we'll bring in the energy of Jesus first here. And here he comes. And then we'll bring in Sananda. And then I'll bring in Jesus' twin flame energy to make it into wholeness here. So here comes Jesus. And he's starting now. And he says he's ready to come in. So this is his pure essence energy from the light ship. the creation lightship. There's only one creation lightship, and this is where these energies come from, creation itself. So here we come, stronger, 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 and stronger. And there he is. And what I do for people when we go to our events, the expos, etc., we have divine photographs that we charge. And so we had a picture of Jesus. This is an 8.5 by 11. And it was mounted on a blue background. And it was maybe a half an inch wider all the way around it. And in a picture frame. So I charge this up off and on for people to experience his eyes changing, just like the light being on the computer screen. So we took it off, and we never had it in the sunlight or anything. And oddly enough, when we took it off the page, the background was lighter blue than the surrounding, which normally you would figure that the surrounding, if it was out in the sunlight, you know, would be faded. But instead, all the energy from Jesus being transferred onto the background, it was all like probably 3-4 shades lighter blue than the surrounding exposed blue that you'd look at. So that was quite interesting to experience. So this is Jesus, okay. And now we'll take his energy away here. Now we're bringing the energy of Sananda. And again, we're connecting here. There we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Can you feel the difference in that, Sylvia?
Definitely. It's definitely a different frequency and different energy, different communication that I pick up from either one of them.
Yes, uh-huh. For me, the energy of Sananda is a little more forceful, maybe not quite as compassionate.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I put it, okay? So maybe definitely. It's just a different energy entirely.
Yeah, sure is. And for anybody that's listening new for the first time right now, Ron, can you just tell them a little bit about why you use the word stronger and how that works?
Oh, yes. So you have to do a command. The light only works in the now. And in order to bring anything forth, you have to command the energy. And so if you, like, plead with the energy or say that I hope it comes or I wish it would come or please, any of these energies is not a command. So you have to command these energies or whatever you're doing as far as your connection to your spirit and the divine to, you know, to have things happen for you. This is why if you notice in the Bible, all of Jesus' healings were a definite command. As he's commanding the energies to work through him and for him, okay, to help out other people around. So everything is a command. So what I do is I need to command it in, and when I sense that it's strong enough for everyone, then I'll just stop the stronger. And this is why I do that this way. So the energies are only in the now. And so in the now is when the light works. And every moment is a different now. And the light shift, the light, only sees you in 100% perfection. And so it's kind of like if they were to strobe you. Or we'll just say that they is like a physical person, and they blink their eyes, open them up. Maybe in every minute they'd close their eyes. They'd be closed for a minute. They'd open their eyes and see you, and then close again. Well, each time that they would look at you, they'd see you in perfection. So what happens is the perfection that you have in this moment, you may not like that perfection that was created by you. So we'll say that you have a finger that hurts, okay? Well, when they open their eyes, we'll say, to look at you, that finger hurting is what you created. And then when they look at you maybe in a minute from now, if it's still hurting, you created that also. And so it's up to you to change your current reality. And this is kind of how the light ship works with you. And because they will never do anything more than what you're asking. Because it's your own perfection that they're dealing with, and you're 100% perfect wherever you are. So we'll bring in another energy now. We're going to take away Sananda and bring in the energy of Jesus over again here so you can sample his energy. Then we'll take it away and we'll bring in his twin flame energy, Mary Magdalene. Now what happens is when you're first created by the source energy from the creation light ship, because you need a mirror of yourself to or a partner or an exact duplicate of yourself to mirror back to yourself your spiritual growth, your experiences. Okay, everything has two energies. And so we could call that male, female down here just because we have two sexes, okay? And these energies are here to help us, although being trapped here by so many people, the twin flame energies normally, I say 99% of the time, if not more, are not on this planet. There are a few twin flame people around here, but normally your twin flame is elsewhere and has been waiting for you to come for a long, long period of time. So here we go. We're going to bring in Jesus now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's let you sit with Jesus here for about a minute. And you can experience this frequency. And then we're going to bring in Mary Magdalene, which would be his twin flame energy. Or it could be Lady Nada. That's also another energy that would be his. They have sometimes different names for the same incarnation or the same incarnation at different times. Okay. We'll ask Jesus to leave now. And here comes his twin flame counterpart. So here comes Mary Magdalene. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And then kind of sample that energy. It's also very nice. How does it feel for you, Sylvia?
Oh, she's one of my favorites. She's absolutely beautiful and so compassionate. And then the two of them together is just amazing. And I know a lot of times they like to do healings together. For example, when you take people for healings to the Creation Light Ship, and they'll often do blessings with Jesus having his hands on the head and Mary with her hands on the feet and just bringing the energy through the body, and they're just so beautiful.
Yes. So now I'm going to bring in Jesus back again with Mary Magdalene. They can feel the wholeness energy of these two beings. So this is actually the one spirit energy in totality. So here we go. Bringing in Jesus now to connect with Mary Magdalene. So it'll be one unit. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And that feels very balanced to me. So it kind of fills in a little more of the energy. And this is, if you can sense the difference, how it was with the two separate energies versus the same combined energy, you're going to notice that it's a lot more powerful and a lot more in integrity. And how are you experiencing this Sylvia?
Well, I'm just enjoying it so much. It's just so much love and compassion. And you're right, it is much stronger to have them both together at the same time than each one by itself.
Okay, so we're now going to do the same thing with Archangel Michael. So we'll ask Jesus and Mary Magdalene to leave right now. And here comes Archangel Michael. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There he is.
Oh, that's just amazing.
Yeah, let you experience this for a little bit here.
Maybe while people are experiencing this, could you talk just a little bit about the twin flame work that you do?
Yes, what I do is we have the light ship connect and find your twin flame energy out there in the universe. And wherever your other half is, we'll find it. And then we bring the energy back to you and connect it to your heart center. And that gives you a permanent connection to wherever your twin flame energy is. And it's just wonderful. People sometimes are crying because all of a sudden that yearning inside of yourself to find something outside of yourself is no longer needed because you have that connection. And your twin flame is also very lonely for wanting you to be with it also. So you can also go to your twin flame whenever you'd like to. And likewise, your twin flame can come to you to help and support you on your spiritual journey here. So now we'll take away Archangel Michael. There we go. Now we'll bring in the energy of, let's see here, Saint Joan of Arc. And this is his female counterpart. And here she comes. Stronger, stronger. She can't wait to come in. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Very excited. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. You can have this experience here. Yes.
So interesting that you mentioned her, that she couldn't wait to come in, because you can just feel a kind of great excitement and just a joy at being here with us.
Yeah, most of the divine energies aren't called upon, and so they're just waiting to, have that experience to help us. And so what I actually see them kind of lined up in a row, in a sense, with Saint Germain helping them to make contact down here, and it's quite something, and I don't always see all of them, but, they do like to come in to help us out. So we'll now bring in Archangel Michael. So it'll be a perfect union of these two energies here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Yep, it was wonderful.
It certainly does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
But you can see the difference between one energy and two being combined, and this is the way you feel inside of yourself, when I do this session with you, It's I do actually four different sessions in one. The total price for all four is $150. And you need to have a couple of clearings before this, because your twin flame will not come into you with density, much like your spirit. So we have to do some clearing on the emotions. But this is one segment of what I do. And I do your connection to your home base energy. This is the energy where you go to after each incarnation. So when you're first created, you went to your home base energy. And that home base energy is all the spirits that were created at the exact same time you were. And you go to one location. And then from there, you decide where you choose to go to, or each lifetime, we'll just use that terminology. And then you come back after that one lifetime, and then you can share your experience. And your twin flame may be there or may not be there. It depends, you know, how you manage to connect with your twin flame. But normally your twin flame would be there. And you'd connect and explain to your twin flame what you experienced. And then you'd both go out to wherever you chose to go to, different parts of the universe, and then come back, you know, after, you know, each incarnation typically, or even at night when you're sleeping. So, but now most people here are landlocked, and they're not able to have this journey at their home base, and also, you know, the sacredness of having your twin flame energy with you. And then another part of the clearing is I disconnect you from 13 planetary energies that are negative, that are courting you, taking your spiritual energy from you. And, you know, this is very unfortunate because, you know, Galactic Federation is allowing this type of thing to go on with us, including negative ET abductions and mind control, etc. So they're just doing what they're doing, and they're not in the light all the way yet. They're only 35% in the light and 65% in the darkness. So this is why a lot of people channeling these divine beings, information isn't always correct because it's not in 100% truth yet. So you have to be very careful on what you're getting hooked up to when you have special attunements done to you by going to different practitioners. You don't know what their agenda is that you cannot see, and what dimension you're being connected to, or, you know, what energy transmissions are being given to you and by who. So this is why I have people always go to your spirit first. That's your divine connection. And like I normally say, you can take your whole book library that you accumulated, and it's just information, and just get rid of it and just go within, because all the books will eventually tell you that anyway. Just need one book with one page. Go within to find yourself. So here we go. We're now going to bring in another divine energy for us here to experience. In fact, we'll bring in the energy of we'll leave Archangel Michael and Joan of Arc. We'll also bring in the energy of Jesus and Mary Magdalene together. This will be quite interesting and fun to do. So you're going to have these four individual frequencies with you, and you're going to feel more of the divine energy of the source energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good. How do you like that, Sylvia?
It's magnificent. It's just a little overwhelming. It's amazing. So if you're listening, please remember to ask for guidance and healing from these divine beings. And, you know, they will bless you, your house, like Ron said, the room that you're in. So it's a very sacred, beautiful experience for you.
And normally when they come in, these high frequencies come in, the entities that are hanging out around you, they'd be attached to your outside of your body, possibly. And the ones inside of your house, they'll do a wonderful house clearing for you. So if you kind of sense energy, you're going to notice that your whole room is filled with this beautiful divine energy right now, and the entities have typically left because they don't want to work with this high-frequency energy.
Yes, and I know in my room right now, the light level has just gone up a few meters. There's so much light here.
If you have any animals or pets, you might kind of watch them too. They'll normally be attracted to this light energy also. So we're going to do another special healing right now. So we're going to bring in two different light beings. So what we're going to do is have you, let you first get two glasses of water. Let's do this one. Let's get two glasses of water. So I'll keep talking as you do this, everyone.
It could be a glass, or it could be a little container, like a bottle of bottled water, right?
Yes, that'd work also, yes. If you have maybe like a small bottled water, that's fine. So just get two containers. And then also, what I'd like you to do is just go to, the bbsradio.com homepage, and you can scroll down, and you're going to see the listing for each show that's available here. I'd just say probably go to my, maybe my Monday or Wednesday show. Just look under Creation Lightship Healing. And where it states that, on either Monday or Wednesday, just click on that, and that'll come to the page that will show the little blinking star that, or blinking flower that's kind of, lighting up on the, probably on the bottom of your screen, and then scroll down a little bit further, and you see this beautiful light beam. So what we're going to do is show you two different frequencies from the light chip, and so we'll have two different divine beings come in, and each one's going to charge one glass of water for you. And you're going to be able to sense the taste difference on these here. So this will allow you to, if you don't really feel the energy or see it, you're going to probably be able to taste it. So, like I said, this show is all about healing and giving you an experience of healing. So this is what we are doing here, is helping you with divine frequencies to come into your body so you can become more whole and complete and activate more healing inside of yourself. So it feels like everybody's probably about ready. So what we're going to do now is activate this divine light being. So if you don't have her on your screen, like I said, just go to Creation Lightship Healing and click on it, and you're going to see the heading of that, Creation Lightship Healing. Then underneath that will be the hours and days. And then scroll down a little bit further, see the flower blinking, and then go to the light beam. And we're going to activate her right now. And she's telling me it's going to take her probably about 12 seconds here, our time, for her to start to change the way the picture looks. And she'll be adding different frequencies of light to this picture. And in most cases, it'll look kind of 3D. It may start to glow. She's activating it right now. And kind of watch the light rays. You might want to blink your eyes maybe periodically, maybe every 10 seconds or so, so you don't start losing what you're looking at as you get stare crazy here. And she's starting to activate. This takes about 45 seconds to do. Beautiful. And you may start seeing her eyes filled with white light, and if you move from side to side in front of your monitor, you will notice that she is looking at you from side to side. And you may start to feel her presence coming into your room, into your heart center. They emit pure love energy, and each one has their own little different frequency of the love energy that they transmit. This is her divine essence from the Creation Lightship coming to you. And she's ready now to do some water charging. So I'd like you to just take one of your glasses of water and put one hand on each side of it. And she'll start to radiate energy into your heart center. And then it'll go through your body, out your hands. And she'll put in special light codes into this glass of water for you. And it's starting to work on my end here. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, my hands are starting to tingle. And I feel a lot of love energy coming from her. Feels like my heart's opening up for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I'll comment on is that, see, the heart is where your spirit resides, okay? It doesn't reside in your crown chakra or anywhere else. It's in your heart center. And the light ship only works with your heart center, because everything else is kind of in the mental plane, and this is where your spirit is, and this is what connects you to the light ship, is your spirit. And so you want to be able to utilize and have your heart opened up to allow this to happen. This is what I tell people before they have any type of attunement or go to a practitioner, and even on the show that we're on right now, go to your heart first and see if it's okay for you. Don't go to your head, because your head can have entities and can lead you off in the wrong direction. and then you're being controlled by entities, which are emotional bodies of people who passed on here, and they'll live their life through you. They may not want to have spirituality. They may not want to go to the light ship because they may get taken out of your body when that happens. So they may tell you, you know, not to do this, but go to your heart, you'll get the correct answer. Your spirit will never lie to you. This is what I tell people. This is what our healings are all about. This is the basic foundation of the teachings of Jesus, is to go to the kingdom with inside of you, which is your heart. Don't go outside. Don't create a false gods outside of yourself, made in duality by our Galactic Federation. I bring that energy down to us to separate us from spiritual truth. The truth is that you are connected to the divine always, and you have to go to your heart to find it. It's very, very simple. So, this water is activated right now. And if you all like to take a little sip of it, or maybe even a lot more than that, depends what your body would like to drink. So I'm going to have mine right now and see how it tastes. Yep, mine's always juicy. Very, very, very good.
Very silky, very juicy. And today mine has a little bit of an earthiness taste to it.
Okay. So what we can do now is we'll have another light being come. And this is also a female energy. One day we'll put a male energy into that for you. In fact, after this one here, we'll do that. I'll give you a treat. We'll put a male energy in. So we'll get a third glass of water. But let's do the second one first here. This show's always live, so we have no written material in front of us, basically. It can kind of go with the flow of what the audience, you know, in a sense, kind of needs or would like. And we're tuned in that way to help everyone. Okay, so this new light beam's coming in right now to the photograph. And just kind of look at it. This photograph was drawn by a lady who's an artist, very, very good artist. And she was able to draw this as she's up on the light ship. She's fully conscious and was able to see this bean and maybe other ones too. And so she drew her in real time.
Ron, can you tell us the light being that's coming in right now?
Yes, let me just see. First of all, the light being, they don't really give names for them, okay?
Okay.
But this light being is very tall. I'm seeing her very thin, very, very thin arm. She's humanoid looking in a sense. And she's about, as I'm reading her right now, about 10 and a half feet tall. And, you know, she tends to have a golden energy with her. And so I would say that she carries a golden ray of energy, because I'm seeing some gold in her field, in her frequency. The last one that came in had some violet energies with her. So remember, all the, what we really are is a frequency. And so this is how we can kind of decipher a little bit by explaining kind of how they look. But it's just so limited by what I'm telling you that, you know, it's, it doesn't give them justice, you know, but this is what I have seen, yes. So she's in right now, and she wants to have another 15 seconds to charge the photo up more. And how's the photo looking to you, Sylvia?
Well, there's subtle differences between the two. You know, the facial features just changed a little bit, and it seemed to, on my monitor, from the neck up, just kind of elongate a little bit. And the colors changed just slightly, and there is more of a golden and yellow colors, whereas before it was more pink and purple.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Okay.
And it's really a beautiful energy.
Yeah. Okay, she's ready. So take your second glass of water, please, and put one hand on each side of it. And now you're going to energize this glass of water. And again, she'll be working with your heart center, and you may feel her frequency change as it comes through you. Remember, she'll only come in through the heart to connect to your spirit. She'll not go anywhere else. The divine only works with your heart. So if you happen to feel an energy coming into you that is not heart-related, then it's not a divine energy, okay? If you feel the energy, say, in your head or somewhere else, it has to come through your heart first. Because the divine only will work with your spirit. Okay. And now we're ready to sample our water. Almost ready. She's just 10 more seconds here, so she wants to put some more frequency into it. Now she's saying another 15 seconds on top of that. So remember, this is a live show, and they're monitoring the water that we have. Now we're 10 seconds away.
And these frequencies that they're putting into the water are specific to each person individually as far as what they need.
Yes, that's correct, yes. So these have special light codes just for you. And they know what your body needs to further, say, your spiritual development, to allow more light codes into your body, and to step you up somewhat on a spiritual level here, to make you more divine. So she's ready. She goes, okay, drink the water. So, okay, let's take a sample of her water again here. I'm having mine right now. Well, it is different.
Yeah, mine's thicker than the first glass. It's like got a thicker feeling, very silky, very, very good, and just a different taste altogether.
Yes, that's correct. So, we'll give you a treat, and I will bring in a male, because the females normally charge the water. So, if you'd like to get another container of water, another glass of water, we'll just wait for that here. Almost all the healings on board the light ship are done by the male divine beings, and the females are actually behind the scenes instructing the males, oddly enough. So don't feel that the females are not important. They actually interface all healings with your energy, and then they instruct the male doctors to do their work. So they're probably at a much higher status, we'll say, than the male doctors. That's kind of interesting. When I first had Janina come to me as a commander, I go, well, that's interesting. You're a female. That's very, very nice to have that. And we're used to having males, you know, as doing everything. And the females are actually probably, in a sense, more important and can relate more to us than the the standard males will. So it's, and I'm not exactly right on what I'm saying, but it's quite something to see the females having this very important role for us to have healings. So here comes the males, okay? And all the teams, the males always work in threes. The females can sometimes work by themselves, so I need about two. But the males now are in a group of three. So, if you want to just look at your monitor screen again, and we're now going to bring in three of the male light beam doctors, using a term down here as far as doctors, and they're going to help charge this water up for you. So here they come. And you're going to feel a different energy on your monitor screen here. The males, to me, are more intense. They come in much stronger, much quicker than the females do. The female energy to me is about maybe 1/20th, if not more, than what the males are. So the males are very cautious when they do come in, because they don't want to scare anybody by their high frequencies and high intensity of energy. So they're very cautious right now as they come in and they're sampling energies around you, not to freak you out or to scare you or anything. So how's your energy feeling on your monitor, Sylvia?
Well, it's definitely a more intense, focused energy. And I felt like immediately when you said they're going to come in now, all actually around, I felt a lot of tingling on my crown chakra area and just really felt a strong presence.
Yeah, so they're going to increase the energy again. They're going to double it right now on your monitor. So we'll see what that does to their astral picture here, this light being. And they're going to double it again right now. And they'll
so
do
they're
it one
all,
more time.
Are they all three together putting their energy in?
Yes, they come in threes. So now they're doing it one more time here. Going to double it one more time. There we go. So how does that feel and how does it look, Sylvia?
Well, it's definitely, you know, a little shifting of the energy to have a slightly more male look to it. Not a lot. It's just mostly it's intensity of energy that's coming off of it, like the light is falling off of the and it's clear.
Yeah. If you want, you might put your hand over the monitor back and forth away from it and then move it in front of it and away, and you can probably feel their presence as they come in there. It's very, very strong. When I do this with people in public, I'll bring the males in sometimes, and when I get it to a certain level, I can actually feel the energy bouncing off the walls of the building. Doesn't matter what size the building is. And then all of a sudden the volume can normally drop about two-thirds from people talking. It's just incredible to watch, you know, how they can command attention, you know. So, and the energy is just so divine. So they're ready to do your water charging. So, again, take your third water container in your hand here. And I'm getting mine right now. Okay, and put one hand on each side of it. And my hands are very electrified right now. It almost feels like I have, in a sense, acid on my hands slightly. So they're definitely running a lot of vibrations. They're connecting to our heart center again. And likewise, you know, energizing our water with special light codes in it to help us assimilate higher frequencies in our body and to work with our DNA. So
definitely feel a lot of pulsing at my palms.
Yes,
The glass. It's like pulsing back and forth.
Yep, so they're saying they'd like about 15 more seconds here with this water attunement here for you. So we'll just allow them to do what they're doing here. Okay, they're getting close, so. Okay, so they're saying now we can drink our water. And they said they'll also, like on the other shows, they will stay on our monitor, if we wish, for about a half an hour after the show ends. And you can request guidance and healing from them also. Boy, that is juicy water. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there is just so much white light on this on my monitor coming off now.
Boy, I took that water in my mouth and it went down so quick. I wasn't even conscious of swallowing the water. So this is a treat. A very nice treat for all of you. I hope you have the same experience that we are. I'm sure that you probably are. And if for some reason you don't feel anything, you know, don't feel bad. Like I tell people, women are about 50-50 on feeling, sensing energies, and men are 1 in 100. So if you're a man out there listening and you feel, man, it's great to have a man feel. So this is wonderful. It means that you're, you know, very advanced in your energetics to be able to sense energies. And this is wonderful. So we're now going to Yes.
I was wondering if this might be an appropriate time to do some chakra work and maybe centering people in their hearts so that they can have that connection more with these beings.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Okay. So now I'm going to go to your heart center. And again, this is the Light Ship technology working with you. It's all instantaneous healings. And here we go. Heart chakra, we're going to move that around so it's positioned properly in your body. So here we go, moving it. So perfect. Go to your throat chakra. There we go. Third eye. Good. Power chakra. And move that around there. Good. Second chakra. And first chakra. Okay, and now we're going to do an opening for you. And if you're in a quiet space, you may want to have it opened. What I do is body width on this shell. If it's too much for you and you're a little too sensitive, then just ask it to be closed down a little bit more. Both chakras are at least an inch to about 2 inches in diameter as they rotate and work as this energy vortex in you. And it is your spiritual energy that these chakras are. They're invisible. You can see them with a pendulum if you wish to check out yourself. Just put it over each chakra, and the chakra should be a nice round spin. If it's not elliptical or back and forth on a straight line, then the chakra is not working properly. And I don't see any reason why it has to go one way or the other. As long as it spins, that's fine for me. So here we go. And you can put this over anywhere on your body. Any joint will have a chakra. So you may want to open those up if you have had a problem, like maybe an ankle problem or something, a twisted ankle. That means that the chakra then probably got damaged, and it won't allow energy to flow into your foot. So you want to definitely open up all the chakras, you know, if you have an accident or something, or maybe you had an incision in your body where you have, you know, a knife cut you or went to a doctor, had an operation. Normally the energy below that point is cut off, so you want to open that chakra up again. Even if there's no chakra there, you want to open up that vortex energy to have it flow through. So here we go. I'm going to do an opening now. So heart chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. Third eye, front and back, spin, 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 open. And, excuse me, I skipped the throat. Throat, spin, 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 open. We'll do it again. Heart, spin, spin, open. Throat, spin, open. Third eye, spin, open. Now we'll go back down to your power chakra, number 3, solar plexus, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, around your navel area, below your navel, spin, 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 open, and base of your tailbone, first chakra. Spin, 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 open. There we go. You should feel a little better. What we're going to do now is an exercise. You can visualize if you would. If you want to do this here, we're going to drop your consciousness, your thinking, whatever word you want to use there, your ego self, your awakening consciousness, etc. Okay, that'll come down now from your heart, from your mind down into your heart. And just visualize, if you would, a pyramid going down. It's like you see in an elevator, you know, dropping down, and that'll be your consciousness from your head down into your heart. So what'll happen is when we get down with this exercise, you're going to feel your thinking is inside of your heart center. This is where you want to go. If you do meditations, you want to go into your heart for information. Or if you just want to be still, be at peace with yourself, be calmer, then just do the same process here. So, and you should be living in this area anyway throughout your whole life, not just doing a few exercises, maybe once or twice a day or a month or something. So here we go. We're dropping yourself down. I'll just count to 10. And go backwards. So we're dropping down like an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And if you start to think, you should feel like your thoughts are in your heart. And like I tell people, you know, just visualize if you would, speaking your truth. And your heart has lips on it now, and it also has ears. And it will only take into you what you need to know, what is divine truth, okay? And so this is the best way to receive your information, is from your heart-centered basis. And have your spirit bring the energy to you, and then from there have it go to your conscious mind. let's just experience this for a short time here. And what we're going to do now is just clear away some entities here from people, get you more into your body. And like I said, most people are about 20% in their body, and if they're 20% in, then what's the 80%? Well, it's not you. And if it's not you, then what is it? So it's typically entities, and that you don't want. So you want to be fully in your body so that your spirit can do what it came here to do with you, and that you be in your body. And the body needs healing, and that's what your spirit is here to do, to help your body do its healing so it can do the ascension process. So you can become more conscious. And then the trade-off for that, the spirit then is able to work with you through your creativity, through your natural talents of your genetics to create, because it's a creative being. So it wants to create working through and with you, with your body. So here we go. Taking away some entities. We have thousands of them, maybe millions. So one lady called me up on the phone a while back and said, gee, a friend of mine told me, you know, to go to a reader because she saw something in me. And the reader said, oh, you have a big entity in you. I said, well, yeah, you may have one, but you may have thousands. And she's horrified just to have one. So, you know, they do come into us because we're not in our body enough to keep them out. Okay, here we go. Going to bring more of your spirit back to your body now. And our time is getting short here, so I think we have about 2 minutes to go. So there we go. You're now coming into your body. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do some more clearing here. Wonderful. There we go. Bring more of your spirit back to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And same process over again. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll do it one more time, and then we'll probably have to close here. So do some more clearing here. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll bring in some beautiful peace energy for everyone. Remember, the light being will be activated. This will be the male energy this time for the next half an hour. So at half past the hour. Yes. At half past the hour, you're going to still have this beautiful light being there. And here's the energy. So the peace energy is coming in. There we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So do you want to say anything, Sylvia?
Oh, man, that is just wonderful. I feel so good, and I hope everyone who's listening has had a wonderful healing experience with Ron and with the light beings. And Ron, maybe you'd like to just take a moment to let people know about where you're going to be at the expo this weekend and the coming one in elsewhere in Florida and then in San Francisco.
Yes, I'll be at the New Life Expo in Fort Lauderdale this coming weekend. And the following weekend, I'll be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Palm Beach, and then at the end of April, I'll be in San Francisco at the New Living Expo. So I'll be doing three expos here in a row and have a lot of fun. And if you're around, come and say hi to me. I'd like to meet you and see how you've experienced these healings. So anyway, and I do love getting emails from people. I get quite a few, and I just love reading them on their healings. This is a way that I can kind of get my reward for helping people to, you know, to have emails sent to me and stuff. And I also do have people who actually send me donations for these calls, too, to help out my mission. So if you feel compelled, that's wonderful. I do like abundance, and it's just wonderful to help everyone. So anyway, I'll let you all go, and the next show will be starting here. So have a wonderful day now, and blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all. Bye.
Bye.